Hello and welcome to another episode of Baby Steps, the first steps to understanding the paradox of parenting. My name is Danielle Ochieng and I'm an early childhood education specialist by passion and profession with a degree in the same. I'm currently an early years curriculum designer and consultant and also run an early literacy program for children in underserved communities called Watoto Wasome Trust. So I've been working with children for over 10 years in different capacities, usually all in one: a teacher, counselor, guide, friend, confidant, well, everything. And this spans across all ages, 0 to 18 plus years, but I focus on the early years, and particularly 0 to 5, because it's the foundation of everything about children. And now, drum rolls. It's time for another Did You Know fact. Well, this one is more of a fun fact, just to show how unique and awesome our children are. So did you know that the word children is one of the only three words in modern English which has plurals formed by adding the suffix en? The other two are oxen, and I think I'll leave you to figure out which the other one is. So building from last week's episode of Bare Necessities, where we talked about the basics of our children's needs, which is quality time and not money, because money can't buy you love. Well, now I said I'll stop singing, but I tell you, it's tempting. So anyway, money can't buy you love. So we try to discover how to teach them contentment. And which brings us to today's topic, which is an attitude of gratitude. So why did I choose this apart from the reality that the world is becoming more and more ungrateful and greedy? Let me ask you actually, when is the last time you told anyone thank you genuinely? The cashier at the supermarket for serving you, or the person at the kiosk, the watchman for opening the gate, or your spouse or child for something they did, God for a healthy family? Well, now you see why it is important, yeah? So there's a scene we have all encountered, either directly involved or as an onlooker, and that is the tornado of a tantrum because a child somewhere wants something he thinks he or she deserves but isn't getting it, either at the supermarket, on the streets, in church, wherever. And at the moment, most of us all empathize with that parent and whisper a quick Thanksgiving prayer that this time it isn't our child that's drawing that kind of attention. So I'm sure many of us have been in that situation, and our quick fix is to give the child whatever he wants, only for him to discover yet another reason to scream again. The one thing I have learned is that giving our children everything that they want does not make them more grateful and calm, but instead it makes them more demanding and ungrateful. We need to teach our children delayed gratification, and by that I mean that they need to know that you don't have to have it now or even ever at all, because it develops self-control at an early age, which continues as they grow and is important to save the dying characters in adolescence and adulthood. So look beyond the here and now, yeah? Because as an ungrateful person grows, they end up becoming a taker, and I want now and I don't care how, and they will learn even more mischievous ways to get what they want as they grow beyond the tantrums. I mean, look at the greed in our society and the extent to which they go to hoard things for themselves. They feel entitled to things that aren't even theirs, and they even steal from the poor. It's very sad, but it's the reality of what our world is right now. So I'm going to give a few tips to build an attitude of gratitude, and always feel free to add and adapt them to suit your taste and your child, because every child is different. Remembering, we're trying to develop holistic children emotionally, mentally, physically. I especially like to concentrate on emotional and mental, because it develops a whole person as they grow up in society. So first and foremost, is always start with the foundation of God. Let your children see and hear you thank God for the many provisions that He's given, including them. Like, dear God, thank you for my baby Baraka, thank you for the food, and so on. Read the Bible or character building stories on gratitude, and have them listen to songs of gratitude and learn those songs. instead of them, I was passing, walking home at some point, and I heard some child, okay, he's probably like 8, singing all the lyrics to a certain song called, oh my gosh, it's called Geuka Nikubeng. Now, as parents, if you'd know, as the listeners, if you'd know the meaning of that song, you really would not want your kids listening to such things. Let them listen to positive stuff. And for the sake of this episode, let them listen to stories that teach gratitude. You know, songs, common songs, but like Luther Vandross and all these people who sing songs that give thanks to parents or people who give thanks to God and stuff. I know one of my mom's favorite songs come from an old program called Colby's Clubhouse. And we used to watch that show a lot when we were growing up, when we were kids. And every time we wanted something, she always launched that song every time we pushed our limit on our wants by singing. You can actually look for the song. I don't wanna be. No, I don't wanna be. I don't wanna be. Give me this, give me that, give. Yeah, and that is how everything we asked for was just shut down in love. So, the next thing is to lead by example. And by this, I mean express your gratitude openly and frequently to your spouse, to your children, to your nannies, to watchmen, anyone. Make it common to point actions or words you observed in your children for which you're grateful, and they will learn to do the same. Let them see that no one is so insignificant so as not to be told thank you for what they've done. Another thing that is very important, avoid grumbling as parents or caregivers, because our children pick this attitude too, and they learn how to whine and complain about every little thing. They can't fix their shoe, there they are screaming and throwing themselves on the ground, because which at some point is going to become an annoyance. And when they become adults, instead of helping and taking care of you, they may end up neglecting you because they don't see the reason to show gratitude for what you did for them as you are raising them. You know, don't let them hear you grumble. Not about work, not about school, not about your boss, hey, not about your pastor, and especially not about your spouse if you have one. What is important is children will pick up what they see. You may tell them, don't do this, but if they hear mom or dad complaining about so and so, you know, there's a difference between grumbling and positively expressing your frustrations. For example, if something frustrated you, like if they see you constantly complaining, it will become an issue. But if something frustrated you, like when I talked about the previous episode of spending time with your kids, and something frustrated you at work, you just say, I had this fallout with my colleague where she or he said this and it made me unhappy and stuff like this. But on the good side, I learned how to be more patient, or I learned how to be. So they learn to see the good out of every single thing instead of complaining. So remember when I earlier mentioned about delayed gratitude? Well, the little is much, yeah? You know, bare necessities. The more they have, the more they will want, and the less the appreciation. The next time you're tempted to give your child more, I know no matter how sweet and everything they are, instead teach them to be thankful for what they already have. And this principle should be applied even to their feeding habits. Like, they want more food, but you know there's a regulated amount of food that children should have. I'm shocked at the rate of obesity, leave alone in the world, in Kenya. I see so many fat kids. Like, literally, I know of one who would walk like 5 steps and she'd already be thinking, and she was like 4. Like, she looked, wow. Let's learn to teach them delayed gratification and to be satisfied with what they have. And even as we talk about their food, strive to feed them healthy food, moderate proportions, and at specific times, not whenever they feel like, because this is also important for their development. On this point, it's also learning to say no and put a limit on how much they can have and when they can have it, and stick to that no matter what. They will learn to be grateful for the times that you actually do say yes. You know, let them learn to be happy and content with what they already have. not always wanting to be a give me this, give me that, give. Not always saying, but I don't have, and so has, and you know, teaching them to be thankful for what they have. I have a question, though, simple question. Does your child know the value of hard work, the hard work that you put in to get them what they have? Or do they have the mentality like some children that I know of, why should I even study or work hard when I will inherit all that my parents have? You know, or children who have the audacity to tell teachers, especially those in high school, that's why I work with children, because the things high school, older, I mean, teachers who teach older children are told, like enough teachers who've been told, what are you telling me? Yet it's my parents who are paying your salary. Ouch! Like, wow, what kind of disrespect is that? But believe you me, they don't learn respect at home. They will not have respect for authority in school or anywhere in this world, which will cause problems to them with the law, and eventually it will always come back to the parents. But moving on, you need to teach them the value of what they have. And one of the best ways to do this is to have them earn what is the next, what they think they must have, you know. So when a child has to work for that privilege or money to satisfy their must-haves, in quotes, they will appreciate its value more after they've got it. The same way when you, whenever you're working for something, if you put in more hard work and you end up getting what you want, you tend to value it more than if somebody was just to give it to you. When they have to work for whatever it is they need or think, believe they want, they end up appreciating it more and end up seeing more value after they have got it. So for toddlers, it's simple. Tell them, pick up your toys and put them where they're supposed to be, you know? Or don't throw your clothes here, or don't throw your shoes here, or finish your meal and tidy up. It's very simple. As they get older, it could be simple things like put your clothes in the laundry, or make your bed, clean your room. Like the list is endless. Wash dishes, help clean the car, you know, help clean the house, stuff like that. Garden. There's a lot that you can help them, and you agree on what it is. But let me, like, I think you just need to clarify with your child so that they don't think that for everything that they do, they have a right now to get anything. You know, now they feel like even what is supposed to be a bare responsibility, now they have to be paid for it. I mean, it's common sense. Your child needs to learn how to tidy up their toys or keep their room in order, make their bed, you know, learn to wash their clothes or put them in the washing machine or learn to wash dishes, learn to set the table. There are things that are like standard for developing a responsible child that they need to know this is how it's supposed to be done, and not expect a reward every other time. Because now they'll end up saying, I'm not making my bed. It's okay, I don't want it anymore. And I'm not going to make my bed, or I'm not going to tidy my room. And then they can shake their head or roll their eyes or bang doors. Some things have to be bare necessity. Like, I mean, bare minimum is got to be, you have to do this. Like, this is your responsibility as a child. And if you grew up in the typical home, you're under my house, under my roof, you are under my rules. But no, not in an authoritarian kind of way. Just let them know that everybody has responsibilities. Help them take a share of their responsibilities, also to lighten your burden as a parent and to lighten the burden of the house help, so that they also don't despise the house help and know that their underwears can be washed until they're in their teens or late years. I mean, well, let your children learn how to do such certain things for themselves, which is common sense, and it's only for their own growth. And I can't remember where this saying comes from, but I know I read somewhere where that so much in this world would be better if people had just woken up to make their beds. So some things is common sense. Let them not think that it's their right once they do XYZ that they have to earn for it. Just help them learn to appreciate what they have. And if you're not willing to give them what it is they want at that moment, imagine simply just say no. And let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. Yani, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Even if they decide they're going to bribe you through it, no. Like, just stand your ground. No matter what, I always say, stand your ground. Consistency, don't change, because the moment you change, they will know you are like water. You take whichever shape of the container, and they learn how to manipulate you, and then it becomes a painful heartache as they grow older. Well, another step for developing gratitude in your kids is to help them express their gratitude to those who are serving them, and get rid of the attitude of besides, aren't they being paid, or I'm paying them, or we are paying them. Very bad attitude, very bad attitude. Because one thing I know is kingdoms rise and they wane. Eh? If Egypt could fall, Soviet Union could fall. If you're in Kenya, if Nakumat could fall, let your children know that anything could happen. You know, the kingdom can rise. It's at a recent state. If it's at a recent state, at any time it could fall. Let them learn to appreciate, because we've seen slaves become masters and masters become slaves. Just let them learn to appreciate. There's a saying in Kiswahili. Okay, it usually is for a lot of things, so I'll just say it in English. It says, say hi to the charcoal lady or man, because the gas gets over. Like, be friendly to those, because you'll never, those around you and everybody, because you'll never know when you need their services. And how you can do this is you can decide to bake something, or make food, or make tea, or just make a drawing for those people who serve you on a very regular basis, just to say thank you for all that they do for you. You can even have a certain day where, or once a month, you decide you're appreciating, or once a week, one person or the other from those who serve you. Let your children see you appreciate their services. Let them see you say thank you to the nanny, say thank you to the watchman or to the gardener or to their teacher, because then they will learn to also respect their teacher, because their teacher teaches them, and they see you respect their teacher. Like, you don't talk ill of teachers, no matter what beef you have with them. If you're going to talk ill of them, kindly remove your child from that school, so that this thing does not reflect on them. Not from personal experience. Why? Because God gave me the gift of working with small children, because I think he knew actually Danielle would not handle adults and what comes with them. Anyway, moving on swiftly, I think this next point is actually very helpful. And it's about you as a parent or caregiver letting your children see the other side. And what I mean by the other side is, like, every coin has two sides. In life, there are two sides. If your children are very ungrateful, take them to the other side of life. Like, most of our kids are ungrateful because they have no idea whatsoever how blessed they are compared to most of the world. Let them go see kids from a less fortunate environment. Take them to the streets of Nairobi. I know most of our kids are used to being driven back and forth, and they're protected and shielded from the world around them. But it's actually important for them to see what happens in the world, not for them to pick up those habits, but for them to learn from them. You know, let them see how those from a less fortunate lifestyle live. Like, take them to a children's home. And not posh children's home where these kids have everything. No, children's home where kids, like, beds are rare, the rooms are dark, you know, food, let them spend the afternoon there. They have to eat the food that those children eat, and see those children go through different chores, and then ask them if they'd like to spend one more day there. You know, just spend the night there and just experience what it is like. High chances, very high chances, they would say, oh, hell no. Then you'll ask them why. Because now we're teaching them to see the value, because I always believe you don't have to tell them everything. Let them see and let them experience for themselves. One of the best ways that children learn, experience for themselves. So let them experience for themselves. When they say, oh, hell no, okay, no, or I guess almost like, they might not say, oh, hell no. It's this Black American attitude. They probably just say, no, no, thank you. Ask them why. And I'm sure they'll give you a list of the why nots. They can't. You say, ah, okay. Really, but I mean, at home you seem to not like XYZ. So I was thinking maybe if you come here, you'd feel a bit better, you know? Try to be sarcastic with a serious face. Then your children will appreciate. Then you ask them. It would be very nice if you learn to appreciate a bit more of what you have. Or else, consequences. Choices have consequences. We can cut off most of what you want and bring it this side. Or I can just let you spend a weekend over this place and then we see how things happen. Just let your children see life for themselves, you know? Let them get the me out of their world and see the world through the eyes of other people. Let them venture into what real life can actually look like. Let them venture into, baby, if you mess up, eh? I'm trying to provide everything for you. You don't want to study, you don't want to do this, you're being rude, you're being ungrateful, you're being. These are chances where you can learn. Because sometimes, God forbid, if anything happens, God forbid, if anything happens to you, if anything happens, where will they be? Because I have seen that from experience. Yeah? Friends, family, of riches, private school, international, like drivers, you know, personal chauffeurs and all those things. And the moment their parents die, like literally, your parents, they don't expect it. No will, depending on how the country is, relatives grab everything, the kids are left homeless, or a poor relative, the nice poor one who we ignored, is the one who decides to take in the children, and they just can't handle this. Stress, depression, suicide, a lot of things can come about. Let your children learn to be grateful for what they have, and also let them see that if there's a possibility that you cannot have, start learning to appreciate what it is now. Another thing is count your blessings, name them one by one whenever it's possible. Have your children recount the many ways or the many things that they are thankful for. Help them recount the many ways that God has provided for them in that day. You know, they had a breakfast, they had a roof over their head, they had shoes on their feet, they had water to bath with. It was just things we take for granted. And it's not things to be taken for granted. When you've lost loved ones, you will know that things are taken for granted. When you've seen people from top right go from top to bottom, from grace to grass, you know these are things not taken for granted. Before you say your prayers or before you have your meal, have everybody say in what is the latest blessing, like the highlight of their blessings for that day. Before the evening prayers, look through your day with the kids. I mentioned that even the previous episode. Just review the day and remind them of how God's blessings have been many through the day. And then encourage them to speak their thanks to God before they go to sleep. You know, and say thank you for the day. Or say thank you to you as a, and say thank you to you as a parent for XYZ. Remind them to say thank you to their teachers for things they do, to their nannies, everybody. And lastly, please be patient with your children. You know, it's your child's natural propensity is to focus on what they want and not what they have. Any character trait, like even teaching them this attitude of gratitude, trust me, it will take time and practice for it to become a habit. Keep reminding them, keep encouraging them, keep showing your gratitude, you know? Because, and then character building is hard work, but trust me, it pays off in big ways in the lives of our children and also in our future relationships with them. As they learn this attitude of gratitude, believe me, one time they actually may just surprise you with some, like a thank you, and you did not expect it. And when they do, please don't fall off your chair in shock. Be grateful also for the gift. And last them, teach them to give out good things to the less fortunate. Let them learn to give and give and give, to choose clothes to give out to the poor, to choose to save money and take it to the poor, choose and go serve in community areas, you know, or underserved communities, to give out the things, the toys that they don't need, and stuff like that. To everybody, like to those who are in need. And let them, please don't let your child give out torn, worn out, dirty, you know, things that they wouldn't want or things that you as a parent would not want somebody to give your child. Teach your child not to do that to others. Because do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. So teach them to give the best of what they have and always give the best in what they have and never look down upon anybody because of anything or because of the work that they're doing. And lastly, I hope I didn't say lastly before, but anyway, lastly, please remember to model this yourself as a parent. Anyway, we've come to the end of this episode. That's it for me for today. And you know, I'm all about trying to make sure we raise happy and holistic children, especially through their hearts and their heads. It's a tough world out there. It's the least we can do. And I'll leave you with a quote. But before that quote, feel free to reach me on email via parentingbabysteps@gmail.com. It's one email. I mean, one word. Parenting baby steps is one word. So parentingbabysteps@gmail.com, and I will certainly get back to you, as I always do. So I'll leave you with a quote from Jim Henson, and he says, "Kids don't remember what you try to teach them. They remember what you are." That's it. Bye.